This is Wild About Utah.
Traditional American landscaping focuses on maintaining a manicured green lawn. However, the National Wildlife Federation has some better environmental choices for people and wildlife by including native trees, shrubs, ground cover, prairie or meadow patches, flower beds, and attractively mulched areas. Did you know that approximately 20 million U.S. acres are now planted as residential lawn? 30 to 60% of urban freshwater is used for watering lawns. 67 million pounds of synthetic pesticides are used on U.S. lawns annually. Areas of lawn that include only one type of plant, such as grass, offer very little habitat value for wildlife. Yard waste, mostly grass clippings, makes up 20% of municipal solid waste collected, and most of it ends up in landfills. Reasons to reduce your lawn? You'll save time and money that you would normally spend on mowing and fertilizing grass. It provides habitat and food for wildlife, conserves water, reduce lawnmower pollution, and decrease runoff from fertilizers and pesticides. So, here are some ways to reduce your lawn and help wildlife. Use native plant species as ground cover instead of grass. Install native trees and shrubs. Create a rock garden. Use mulched pathways. Provide meadow or prairie patches. Install a hedgerow. Plant an organic vegetable garden. Create a butterfly or hummingbird garden. In regards to taking action, first make a plan of how you want your yard to look. Check with your local municipality, neighborhood, or homeowners association for regulations. Once you have decided on an area of your yard to convert, follow these simple suggestions. Cover your turf grass with 6 to 10 layers of black and white newspaper or brown cardboard. There is no need to remove the grass first. Make sure the sections overlap one another so that grass and weeds will not come up between the cracks. Wet down the newspaper or cardboard. Cover the newspaper or cardboard with 4 to 6 inches of a layer of mulch or soil. Allow the turf grass and weeds to die back for 4 to 6 weeks. Then plant directly through the mulch and newspaper or cardboard. If you know you're going to be planting trees or shrubs, dig the holes before you put down the layers of paper. Some other things to consider. Determine what native plants are already thriving in your site. Encourage those native plants already present and replace the exotic invasive species with native ones. The Ladybird Johnson Wildlife Center has lists of recommended native plants by region and state at www.wildflower.org/collections. There are 158 plants listed for Utah. Organic mulch can reduce weeds, prevent erosion, improve soil nutrients, and increase water holding capacity. Borders of rock or weed can bring a sense of order to a wild garden in an urban or suburban neighborhood. This may make your natural landscape more acceptable to neighbors. And don't forget to make a place for people as well. A bench or path will accommodate this nicely and add to your enjoyment.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Helstern, and I am Wild About Utah.